Women, particularly lower-income single white women, may prove to be a force in the United States' upcoming elections. Their wages are often modest. Economic recovery tends to find them slowly. But polling shows that they are swing voters. And as NPR's national correspondent Linda Wertheimer found on This Week in South Carolina, they have a lot more on their minds than party loyalty.
You're going to hear from a group of working women, all single, who describe themselves as middle class, but also say they live paycheck to paycheck. Layla Bryant is a receptionist. She shares the care of her two small grandchildren with her daughter, who works nights as a waitress. It's Layla's view that big business gets all the breaks.
They shouldn't get all the tax breaks. We don't get any. We have to struggle from day to day, paycheck to paycheck, sometimes hour to hour almost, and they have all the breaks. You know, once you give them the gravy, you don't have to give them the mashed potatoes to go with it.
Layla Bryant and the other women we talked to still consider their economy to be in recession. They don't see that anything is getting better. And that is the core issue for all of them, even more fundamental than education, health care, and the war in Iraq. We talked to Layla and three other women at the offices of Sister Care in Casey, South Carolina. That's a small town just outside the state capital. Pat Ballantyne checks groceries at a supermarket, but that's not enough. She has, she says, a job and a half, so that maybe in future she won't have to think about every single dollar she spends.
That if I want at any given time, you know, a little something extra, you know, I won't have to sit there and, you know, pull out, you know, the checkbook or, you know, get the pen out and start figuring, you know, will I be able to do this? What will I have to take it from? What little, you know, pot, you know, that I'm, you know, saving in?
Terry Hall is a bookkeeper. She's had to help a grandchild with huge medical bills. She's saving for retirement, going to night school, hoping to get a better job. She told us she's decided Republicans aren't good for people like her, but her sister is sticking with President Bush.
Even though I'm saying, no, look at your tax charts, Libby. You know, he's not looking out for the middle class. Since I do payroll, I got to see how those tax cuts shook out, and they were given to the higher earning income people. You know, the biggest tax cut was the $300,000 and above. So, and there was none in the middle class. So there was no benefit to us. So this is not an administration that is looking out for the middle class, even though the middle class believe that he is.
These women see no reason to be losing lives and spending money in Iraq. They all have friends or family there, including Trina Johnson's former husband. Trina works at a church hard hit by the economy. Families are leaving the community. Membership and contributions are way down. I asked Trina what's most important to her.
The health care, for one thing, because it's really hard. I can't afford to put my daughter on the health care at my office because it is close to $800 a month.
She also mentioned tax cuts. I asked if the president's tax cut package had helped her.
A little bit, but not much, because I don't make enough. You have to make a certain amount, and whenever they gave out the extra checks, it was like $40.
Trina Johnson might be the perfect swing voter. That's even how she describes herself.
I go towards the issues that they're addressing at the time. So sometimes I'll be Democratic, and sometimes I'll be Republican. But I swing more towards Republican, I believe. I come from a Republican family.
Trina says she's taking a wait-and-see attitude toward President Bush, but, like a swing voter, at one point she also said he's got to go. Layla Bryant told us about another swing voter, her 81-year-old mother.
She said to me the other day, what do you think about the new Democrats that are coming out for president and all that? I think she voted Republican, as well as I remember she voted Republican the last election, but I know she already said that she's going Democrat this time. I think that some of the things that Clinton went through on a personal basis, what did she call them? Let's see. Flirtations. So I think that's why she voted for Bush. But like I said, I think this coming election that she'll go back Democrat.
Three of these women say they'll vote in the February 3rd primary. They were impressed when former Vice President Al Gore endorsed Howard Dean, but they also said they don't have time for politics. Grocery clerk Pat Ballantyne has never voted. So far, she hasn't even seen the candidates on TV.
If they can come on the TV and talk to me at 1 and 2 a.m., then I might can fit them in for a few minutes.
Pat Ballantyne says she'll consider a New Year's resolution to vote. And if she does, she and the other women in this conversation could be part of a national majority of women favoring Democrats. But getting them to the polls, considering all their responsibilities, will be anything but easy. Linda Wertheimer, NPR News.